Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Dr. Atola Bear, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Nice to have you.
Yes, good to have you as well. Thank you so much. I missed the conversation last week, but Bongi told me that it was fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now, last week we learned, Doc, that fibroids are one of the most common gynecological conditions, with studies within Africa suggesting high fibroid prevalence. And if you're listening out there, they say it's especially among black women, with estimates of about 80% of women of African descent developing fibroids by age 50. Now, today we shift the conversation to solutions. What are the treatment options once fibroids have been diagnosed? So please do increase the volume wherever you are. Stay close to your radio and let's listen to this conversation. Doc, what are the treatment options for fibroids, and what are potential benefits and risks for each?
Yes, good question. Treatment options for fibroid. When we remember, or let me see, when we keep in mind the cause of fibroid, it helps with the options that are available. The first option is to do surgery. I mean, in the hospital, they like to have that option taken very quickly. They will either take out the fibroid, or in most cases, take out the entire uterus. It's always preferable, not always, excuse me, wrong choice of word. Mm. It's usually that the physician, the surgeon, will take out the whole womb, the uterus. They call it hysterectomy because it's easier to do that. And also, to take out the fibroid by itself is more dangerous. And casualties are very high. With the removal of fibroids, they call that one myotectomy. And that option, many physicians, many surgeons don't take. They would rather just take out the whole fibroid. In fact, I mentioned last week that I was reading in a report that a physician took out the womb, and then he said, well, whilst we're here, let's just take the appendix too. After all, what's the use? So, that is, and if a woman is not 35 years of age yet, they usually would not want a total removal of the uterus because they are still looking forward to the possibility of having children. So that is one option that is pursued by many, and it's not a good one in the long run. I would like our listeners to visit one website.
Okay.
It's YouTube Pines counseling sheets, and it's a wonderful place to read on the options of treatments for fibroids.
Okay.
Because some of the things I'm going to share at this time are taken from that counseling sheet. They are very rich information that are there. The option to treat naturally is the option that definitely, you know, I'll be biased for that option. And that is to not take the fibroid or the uterus out, but rather to do a number of lifestyle factors that can be put into effect that can help to relieve the fibroid issue. It may not take out the fibroid, but then it will get rid of the symptoms, the discomfort, and then life can continue. First off, natural healthcare practitioners believe that if the fibroid is not giving you any serious problems like serious bleeding, drop in hemocrit, hemoglobin, and so forth, or severe pain that some will go through if the fibroid is big and it's resting on the bladder, or if it's resting on the rectum, it will cause constipation. If it's resting on the bladder, frequent scanty urination. Or if the bleeding is a lot and the woman is just being anemia, serious anemia, then the option of surgery becomes needed. But if any of these are not happening, then the other option of treating the body to be strong to withstand the symptoms with time. Because by menopause, and women get to menopause at different ages, some get to menopause by late 40s, early 50s, late 50s, but around 50 or so, most women will go into menopause. Once a woman gets into menopause, the fibroid will shrink. It will shrink enough that the symptoms will no more be disturbing.
Okay.
And there are many things that can be done. First, one must note that higher levels of estrogen has been identified as one important hormone that affects women who have fibroids. And estrogen is a growth hormone with growth factors. It's responsible for the growth promotion that happens on the smooth muscle that develop fibroid. And fibroid is not malignant. It's a benign tumor. That is, it's not going to turn into cancer. With those ones in mind, it can help a woman to calm down and look at other options instead of going for surgery too soon. Because many individuals who are surgeons, their blades are in a hurry to cut. But the person who they are going to cut must decide whether I want to be cut or not. So there are other options that can be pursued. And this website, Uchi Pines, U as in Union, CHEEPINES, Uchi Pines, is an institution in Alabama, in North America, United States of America.
Sorry, Doctor, just please spell it again. You're saying it's U?
U as in Union, C as in Cat, H as in House, E Edward, E Edward, double E, and Pines. P as in Paul, I as in Ink, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, S as in Savior,
Uchi Pines.
So it's once you type Uchi Pines, it will come up, then counseling sheets. And you type in fibroid, it has a lot of material, lot of testimonies with women who have had the problem and what they have done. When doctors say, come for surgery, and they said, well, let me see what I can do first before I take the option of the surgery. And they have used things like change of diet. For instance, a person that wants to treat naturally must stop the use or the eating of all animal foods, meat, fish, chicken, poultry, eggs, milk, and change over to a plant-based diet. Because all of those animal products, they foster estrogen development. I mean, estrogen, not development, estrogen availability, because it's a hormone. It will be high in the person that takes animal products. But plant-based products will reduce estrogen level. And the less estrogen, the less the development of the fibroid. So that is a very important number one factor, the change of diet pattern. So especially those with family history of fibroids, the mother had fibroid, aunt has fibroid, and like you mentioned, it's all over. It's all over. And primarily, it is this diet that we have changed in the world today. We are eating a lot of processed foods. And these processed foods encourage the high level of estrogen in the body. Therefore, there is more women that are going through this than before. Now, first, it's not going to become cancer. That is what authorities have assured us to a large extent. Most medical authorities say, no, it's benign. It will not become cancerous. But the other problems associated with it, like bleeding, that means that there's going to be a need to really supply sources of food that will give high hemoglobin. And the place you will find those sources of food are in the animal kingdom. Taking blood tonic will not help as much as really changing the entire diet to have sources that will give good blood. And when we talk about having good blood, green vegetables, fruits, whole grain, a lot of high fiber foods. There's no single fiber in animal products. So the high fiber is able to get rid of the high estrogen level. And where you will get the high fiber, again, emphasis, is from plant products. Because animals don't have the animal product, they don't have any fiber. Fibroid can be large enough, as I mentioned, to press on the bladder or to press on the rectum, and then it becomes a big problem. And I know that our time usually runs very, very fast, and that is why sometimes it seems as if I'm talking too fast. And that was why, I decided to make that reference to the YouTube Pines website.
Yes, yes.
That will really help our ladies to go there. It's online. You can get it anywhere you are, as long as you have an internet connection. And you can read all these things very well and see what herbs are available. Many different options, from garlic, which is a common household food that we can easily get, to golden seal, which is very expensive, but there are many other options. And then, depending on what age a lady is, if you are close to 50, just wait. It will shrink. It does not mean that it will go away entirely, but it will shrink enough that you will not know that it is there again. And again, if you know it is there and it's not disturbing you, leave it alone. Because it's going to shrink after some time. It can get as big as grapefruit. If a person is overweight, the possibility of high estrogen is also there, very, very highly. So hormone replacement therapy, please don't go there. Because if a woman takes estrogen after menopause, the hormone replacement therapy is going to make the fibroid stay instead of shrinking. And it will be getting larger. So it's not an option that we want to choose. It's not a good one at all. Yes, it will go away, as I'm saying, to a large extent, but that does not mean that it's going to go away entirely, but it will not disturb us again. So if it's as large as an orange or as big as a grapefruit, it will shrink after some time. So the other thing is that even if surgery is done and the lady is still below 35, it will grow back. That is the sad part of it. It will grow back. So why take the serious risk only for it to grow back? Like I said, except if it is absolutely necessary to save life. And also to note that when hysterectomy is done, and the womb is entirely removed, there is another problem with bone loss, because calcium will start getting depleted when there is no womb in the woman. The uterus is no more there. That is another research that we have found. And like I mentioned, also for emphasis, well, why don't the doctors remove the fibroids? Why do they remove the entire uterus? Well, it's easier to remove the entire uterus than to try to remove the fibroids. More casualties are reported when only the fibroid is the attempt is to remove the fibroid. And it will recur back, it will grow back again. Especially below 35 years of age, it will come back again, which is terrible. So other treatments, as I said, it's a plant-based diet. Take a liver-supporting herbal formula. And all of these things are in this website that we can look at. Then there is this castor oil pack. Now, I praise the Lord because I have helped some people with fibroid before, where you can palpate, you can really feel the size of the fibroid with the hand. And then these treatments are done. We combine quite a number of things together, the diet pattern, the use of several herbs, milk thistle, golden seal, red raspberry, cayenne, case tree, ladies' mantle. I mean, there are many of them that we can choose from. And then the castor oil pack placed over the abdomen where the fibroid is located, I have actually seen it shrink. We combine it with the hot sit bath. Now, I can't explain all of this within this very short time, but that website will give us all the explanation we have. Then we have a natural progesterone cream, the wild yam cream. That also is used over quite a length of time. It helps to get the hormones back into balance, where because hormone imbalance is part of the major part of the problem with fibroid. That's what has been identified. And when once that is resolved, you see that the body starts getting rid of all of this inflammation, secretion of a lot of estrogen, and the body starts healing itself and help the lady be able to get back to life without heavy bleeding, pain, cramps. I mean, it's terrible to say the least. It's just nightmare. I've been asked to give lectures on fibroid in several assembly because it's something that just troubles us women. It's a lot of problems for women generally. And don't forget, I'll keep on emphasizing, our lifestyle is the major reason. High estrogen because of the diet that is highly processed. Those who are on plant-based diets from childhood, they rarely report this type of lifestyle problem. It is a lifestyle problem. And, well, we don't know. We just keep on eating all the white flour products, eat less of vegetables and all of these things, and the body is crying. And then it's just maybe every month the woman is suffering before they finally diagnose. Even whilst I was in secondary school, there have been classmates that will go through horrors every month. And before they are able to then go get scan and all the rest done, they will say, "Wow, it is fibroid." And by then, the suffering has been on for a long, long, long time. So adopting things like garlic into the diet, plant-based diet, some herbs into the diet, and some hydrotherapy like hot sit bath will help a lot. Many women will have this problem helped. This lady that I know I had some time ago with me, she stayed with me during the holiday time because she didn't want to go to her village with her husband and use that time to work on this fibroid. She didn't have a baby before then because that's one of the problems with fibroids. Some will not be able to get pregnant. And after that, she got pregnant. Some people, the thing will sit where it's not supposed to sit and will not allow a woman to get pregnant. So that's part of the problems. And this one, she did get pregnant afterwards. So time is gone before you know it.
Well, time is gone before we know it. At least, you know, what is a relief there is that after treatment, you know, a woman can actually be pregnant and have children again. It would be worrisome if, you know, they would never have children again. So that is quite reassuring and comforting. Man, Doc, thank you so much for your time. It's always a pleasure talking to you here. We will then wish you a fantastic Sabbath ahead and be blessed yourself and the family.
Thank you. I wish you the same. God bless you.
Lovely. Goodbye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.